Bet365, rumored to be interested in selling the company Bet365, is reportedly exploring the possibility of a sale that could value the business at approximately £9 billion, US$11.9 billion. The UK-based firm, founded by siblings Denise and John Coates in 2000, has been engaging in discussions with American banks and financial advisors regarding the potential sale of the company or a portion of its assets. According to sources cited in The Guardian, Bet365 is evaluating multiple strategic options. Among these is the sale of a minority stake to a private equity firm ahead of a possible initial public offering, IPO. Such a move would allow the company to attract outside investment while preparing for a public listing that could significantly alter its ownership structure and future direction. Denise Coates, who serves as the group's joint chief executive and is widely recognized as one of the most influential figures in the gambling industry, holds a 58% stake in the company. Based on the rumored valuation, her share would be worth over £5 billion. Over the years, she has become one of the wealthiest individuals in the UK, partly due to the substantial annual payouts she has received from the company. In the most recent financial year, her compensation totaled £158.7 million, which was a decrease from the £207.7 million she received the previous year. During the COVID-19 pandemic, she received a record-breaking payout of £469 million, the largest ever awarded to a UK executive. Bet365's most recent financial statements, covering the year ending March 31, 2024, showed significant improvements in profitability. The group reported revenues of £3.7 billion and recorded a pre-tax profit of £596.3 million, reversing a loss of £72.6 million from the previous year. These figures highlight the resilience and recovery of the business following a challenging period. Strategic positioning possibly hinted at sale. Speculation surrounding the company's future has intensified following its recent decision to withdraw from the Chinese market. In March 2025, Bet365 announced that it would cease offering services to customers in China. The group indicated that it was reallocating resources to focus on core markets and regions that offer sustainable long-term revenue. This strategic realignment involves consolidating operations and targeting jurisdictions that are more stable and compliant with international regulatory standards. The company holds gambling licenses in a wide array of countries, including Argentina, Germany, Gibraltar, and Spain, allowing it to operate globally across diverse legal frameworks. Its exit from China, a market that poses significant regulatory and reputational risks, has led industry observers to consider whether Bet365 is positioning itself for increased activity in the US or preparing to go public. Despite being a privately held company, Bet365's size and influence place it among the most prominent operators in the online gambling sector. Any move toward a sale or public listing would represent a major shift in the ownership and operational model of the business. If completed, such a transaction would also mark one of the largest deals in the global gambling industry in recent years, attracting significant interest from both financial markets and regulatory bodies. Bet365 has not issued an official statement confirming the rumored sale or IPO plans.